Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cows' diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Skim. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
And that was so formal sounding.
What's your deal?
I don't know.
Why are you being so formal?
I don't know why I did it that way. Kind of just got in the mood there for a minute. Welcome back to the Skim Show, everybody. It's Scott and Kim here, of course, and it's a big week.
Do you know why? It is a big week. I know why.
Week. Well, I hope they do. This is the week Dune comes out in theaters and on HBO Max on, actually tonight, they do it early, like 6 tonight
Saints
or something.
Seeing
it
9:40 tonight.
Oh, he is? Is he renting a theater or something?
I don't know.
I know a lot of people are renting entire theaters for it. We're not doing that. We're having chilly night. I don't mean cold. I mean, we're going to be here.
I'm making a big pot of chili to go with our Dune night, with our
Big TV.
Some friends, some chili. Some chili.
That chili's got meat in it, right?
Chili usually does.
Not always. Sometimes it's just beans, right?
That's not chili. That's beans.
That's people making a horrible life decision.
Anyway. I will have to make some meatless chili for Carter. But I will do that.
And the friends that are coming over, one of them, it's their birthday. So we're going to have a little, you know, cake and stuff like that. And watch
Dune.
I don't
think we're having a big fat party. It's just a couple of friends. Literally, two friends coming over.
And my buddy Zane, earlier today, brought by a dagger from the Dune series that he 3D printed and painted.
It's so cool.
So I'm going to hold that down here.
Oh, are
you? At the ready the whole time the movie's on.
Sound like a little kid.
I'm pretty excited.
With their sword, watching a movie.
I really am excited. It's one of my favorite book series of all time. That old 80s thing is not a good movie. They didn't know what they were doing. We finally got to a place where they can figure it out. And these are the same people we saw Blade Runner, the last Denis Villeneuve movie with Villeneuve, however you say his name. And so in him I trust. He's going to make it.
In him I trust. I like that.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. So we'll let you guys know how that goes. That's this week. Anything else going on for you?
There's no spoilers, though, right? For those that are waiting a little longer to see it.
I mean, I'm not planning on doing any spoilers. I mean, it's Dune. The book series is, what, 60 years old or something?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I don't know. Not everyone reads books, so I will honor. I will honor the usual thing, but it's the people. I don't mind spoiler. I don't mind people who get mad about spoilers unless it's like years later.
That's true.
So people that are like, I'm talking about a movie 10 years old, and I'm doing it kind of out loud, and people are like, spoilers? I'm like, no.
Like, you've had the opportunity.
You've had all the time in the world.
10 years to watch this movie.
If you cared, then you would have seen it. So if you don't care, well, then why do you care about spoilers?
Why do you care about spoilers? Okay,
right.
I get it.
That's the rule.
That makes sense.
The creator of, we talk about this on TMS a bunch, but the creator of Breaking Bad, Vince Gilligan, once said he felt like the rule should be 2 weeks after something airs, you can talk about it.
That's, okay.
So 2 weeks after Dune, I can talk openly about it. Or I'll do a lot of warnings on stuff and just say, if you haven't seen it, jump ahead 20 minutes or something, because I'm talking about Dune.
20 minutes?
Well, I don't know. Like, you never know how long you're going to talk about Dune.
That's true. That's true.
Do you want to jump straight to some emails?
Sure. Let's do it.
Okay. You have nothing else you'd like to talk about here at the top?
No. All I really have left to do, I've been cleaning. It's been my cleaning day today. And so I've started soaking the beans, and I sous vide the steak for the chili. So
yeah,
far.
And these are not euphemisms. This is part of the chili manufacturing. Sous videing the beans. Or no, soaking the beans. The beans, yeah.
So I started today making my preparations for the chili for tomorrow.
Yeah.
So,
and you feel pretty good about it?
On. Yep.
That meat nice and moist. Oh, wait. Tell me about how you baked it, or you cooked it in bacon.
No, that was something else.
Is that something
totally
else?
Different. I cooked Scott a little bit of steak the other day, and I had made some bacon, and I used the bacon grease in the bottom of the pan to cook up a little bit of steak for his salad.
It was great.
And he was very happy about that.
Yeah. I'm always happy with a salad anyway, with meat on it.
You really liked it. So
I did.
I'm glad.
Yeah. Today I had a very minor rice bowl, and I'm actually starving.
A minor rice bowl?
After this, we may have to go get something easy and fast and relatively okay.
Totally
to eat.
Fine. Because I'm not making chili till tomorrow.
Oh,
but I will make the dinner tonight.
So excited. Hot chili. It's cold nights here. The weather's
starting to change.
The worm has turned. And it's gotten cold at night, which is perfect for chilly weather. And, you know, Dune.
And Dune. That's all there.
That's all you need.
Done.
Very excited. All right. Here's an email. Came to us at skimshow@gmail.com from Brent. Sorry, Brent. Or Brett. No, Brent.
Brent.
I'm going to keep doing it wrong. Well, this doesn't matter. I was wondering while listening to Skim today what a very special Frog Pants film sack would be like, where the ladies of the Johnson family or wives of the film sack crew, or just Kim and Scott maybe for the audience every time Scott gets annoyed and ranted, would be a drinking game. Anyway, it seemed like a possible fun in there. Love the show, though. Brent. So the idea is that you guys would come on there and, you know, take over for a week you know. We'd have to watch something you guys like.
We'd have to come over and take. It'd be a Hallmark movie. Is that what you're telling me?
It's like Brian's wife. Brian's wife loves those housewife shows. He hates them.
The Housewives of.
You love Hallmark Christmas movies. I hate them.
It's true.
So we both have wives who watch a thing.
Gilmore Girls.
Nothing to do
every
with.
Fall. You hate
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but I don't mind Gilmore Girls for the first two seasons.
Okay.
As soon as Rory goes to college, forget it.
But I do like a lot of your movies too.
Yeah, that's true. I watch.
Like, I say your movies, but I really like scary movies that are.
She likes genre fiction.
Yeah.
You didn't used to, don't you feel like that was
it's like Brent has more to say.
Oh. Oh, he added to this. Sorry about not completing my thought. I forgot he did this. Totally out of it after a booster shot. Oh, well done. You got the booster there.
Nice.
I should be getting that soon. Will it make me out of it? Anyway. In that email about a very special film sack or skim, I meant to say any grouping of these folks would be together to sack a Hallmark movie.
Oh, see, he's right. It could be a Hallmark movie.
Sorry, and thanks for the wonderful podcast.
I feel like over the last few years, the Hallmark Christmas movies or any of the Hallmark movies have gotten almost even hard for me to watch. I know that's saying a lot.
It's because they just keep repeating the
same
story.
They keep repeating the same story every time the kids walk in. They're like, oh, wait, hold on. Did someone lose their job or move from the big city to a small town and meet someone who has a kid?
Yeah.
But yeah.
But he wears a plaid shirt and he owns the local store. And
he owns the Christmas tree farm.
Yeah, the Christmas tree farm up the road, and they meet. And then
which one is this? And
she doesn't
want to. I haven't seen this one yet, but you're right on the wrong track.
Yeah. Should she put her career on hold or stay here in this town called Christmasville.com or whatever? Exactly. But whatever. You get whatever you get out of it.
It's more about sitting in the when it's freezing outside and my Christmas decorations are up and the house smells like cinnamon to watch a stupid, silly movie that's just fun to watch. You don't even have to watch it that closely.
No brainer. Yeah.
Have a bowl of popcorn.
Yeah.
Cup of tea. Ugh. Yeah. I love that. And it's just part of the whole package deal.
Bowl of popcorn and a cup of tea.
Yes.
It's a weird combo.
Like, I like peppermint tea. I don't necessarily have them together, but...
You know who doesn't like peppermint?
I'll have a cup of hot tea whenever I'm cold and then eat my popcorn with my movie.
So Rainer was at least 8 feet from me today when I put a little peppermint oil on my ear because I had a headache, and sometimes that works for me.
She hates that smell.
She caught one tiny whiff of it.
And just bolted, I'm sure.
She's out of there.
Yeah.
She hates it so bad.
Anyway.
There you go. All right. Well, we'll see.
It's possible. Anything's possible.
It's a possibility, and if we get Scott to do it, I don't know if we'll talk everyone else into it, but I could probably talk Scott into it.
I'll bet Tina would do it.
I got a little sway.
Tina would do it. Who else?
No, it's not about her. Sam. It's whether or not Brian would watch it with her.
Oh, right.
That's what I'm saying.
No, maybe we should just let the women do a one-off, and we just step out of the way. That's what I'm thinking. You guys are going to just be annoyed with us and our hot takes anyway. We'll see.
Yeah.
Terrence wrote in. Kim, Scott seems nice. Is he?
Yes.
Am I?
That's just a funny question. I like it.
That's all he wrote, thank too. You, that was it. It was very short.
I appreciate it. And yes, Scott is nice. He actually is the same guy.
Why does nobody believe me when if I seem nice, why do they assume I'm not and they got to double check? like fact check my nicety. What do you think that's about?
I don't know. I think there's too many people that seem to be one way on a show or on a podcast or on any of the things you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That aren't necessarily the same person, but Scott is. Scott's the same person that you hear talking.
You say that now, but like when we're done here, Kim will yell at me and say, "Ah, you bum, you got the stuff." I don't know what he'd say. He wouldn't
really?
Say
that. No, it's more of a, Scott, will you take out the garbage? Scott, will you clean up
the
dog
poop? I'll
say, yes,
I'll do it later, and then I'll forget.
Yes, that's true.
So if that makes me not nice, then Terrence, I guess I'm not very nice. But
for the most part.
Okay, yeah. He's a nice guy. No one's perfect, but I think I'm all right. I think I'm nice enough. I'm a kind-hearted, decent person, right?
We appreciate you asking the question. We appreciate you just emailing us.
Yeah, more emails, everybody. How about this
Scott's
one from
a nice guy.
Shonda? Shonda?
Mm-hmm.
Shonda says, how often do you guys get away? It's hard for us. What do you do? This sounds like that scene from Fawlty Towers when they had...
We kind of... Probably 3 times a year we get to get away. 2 to 3 times a year.
Yeah, we also aim for a little short. When COVID wasn't here, we'd do short little weekend getaways more often.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
We the week-long ones, I'd say the last... year or two is the first time we've really gotten away for that long in a lot of years.
Yeah.
But usually it's just like at least 2 nights away. So just a weekend is really nice. And we end up staying kind of close. Last time we went to St. George, which was like 5 hours away. It's like a little, it's not a resort town.
It's like college/retirement town, but it's also 45 minutes from Vegas. So you end up with like this.
It's an hour from Vegas.
An hour?
Mm-hmm. Hour and 20.
I thought we got there in like 40. Five.
No, it's like an hour 20.
Well, anyway, it's close enough where it's a weird mix. It's a combination of things. I really like that place, mainly because there's red rock everywhere.
Yeah.
And I love desert stuff. And
it's always 10 degrees warmer there than it is here. So if you go in the winter, it's nice to be a little warmer.
Mm-hmm.
And in the summer, Scott loves the heat.
I love dry heat, man.
It's really dry heat.
112 degrees, but dry.
You get really nice hikes and things like that in the evening.
You got to be careful, though. You get the melanoma there.
You can if you get too much.
I'd cover up and wear a dumb hat. Yeah, always wear a dumb hat.
Lately, I'd say we get away to Park City, and that's only like 30 minutes away.
Yeah,
but it is definitely a resort town.
It's
part of
everything's too expensive.
That's how you know.
Yeah, that's how you know a true resort town is how much did everything go up while you were there?
It is hard because before. When we had little kids, it was really hard to get away. When we had teenagers, it was hard to get away because you had to rely on them to watch each other, which was, you didn't want to leave too long. So we didn't get away for a really long time.
When did we go to Mexico? We went to Mexico in 2015.
For 7 days, and it was 2015. But our kids were older. We had one married by then.
Oh, wait, did we?
Yeah, Taylor was married in 2014.
Oh, yeah. So we had, really, it was just Carter and Nick.
So I get it being hard and figuring out. We always have to figure out animals, the dogs, where they're going to be, who's going to be here. But so a lot of the time, it's just the two of us that get away because someone's here to watch the dogs.
We're down to two right now.
And two dogs, not two kids.
No, dogs. Because Nick took Boomer, which is his dog technically. They were able to finally get her into their apartment.
Mm-hmm.
So she's living uptown and not here anymore. So now we have the psycho giant one that Carter owns.
She's
and the crazy, insecure, spastic one I own. And
they're both good dogs.
They're fine. But we listen to you calling them good
they're
dogs.
They're both good dogs.
Kim doesn't do that very often. but anyway, more would be nice.
And I would say that if you can get 1 day away, do it and go, even if it's taking picnics on hikes, whatever, yeah. just to get away
get
from
stuff
the usual.
In where you can. Like today, when we're done with this, we're going to go to some drive up somewhere and buy something and chill and just have a minute. And it's okay to have a minute.
Yeah, it doesn't have to
you
be.
You can spread it out.
On it doesn't have to be 10-day cruise. I mean, there's no way we're getting to that anytime soon.
No, I don't know even how.
And
I do
so
it.
I would say take what you can get and make the most of it.
Frog pants would cease to exist for 10 days, which is very expensive, and you're spending money on a cruise. But we'll figure it out. Thanks. I want to say shawarma, but it's not Shonda. Maybe I'm hungry. I don't know.
You are hungry.
That must be it. All right. So we talked about cooking your beef in the bacon grease. For foodie of the week, though, I wanted to talk about that shaved beef you did. That wasn't the beef you cooked in the bacon grease, or was
no,
it?
No, okay. It wasn't.
So tell me what that was, because that had a name, and it reminded me of a Philly cheesesteak without the cheese.
It was
or being in
much
Philadelphia.
That.
Okay.
So I found a package. It was just in our regular grocery store, but it
what
was
do you call
shaved
it?
Steak.
Shaved steak,
and it was super thin. So when you cooked it up, I cooked it up with onions and bell pepper. And basically made Philly steak, but without the cheese. And then I just put it on naan for you, and you liked it.
Yeah, we have these little mini naan things, and man, the steak too, or the salad the next day when I had the leftovers. So fantastic.
Yeah, I think that if you couldn't find it prepackaged in your grocery store, that you could take it to your not your deli, what's it called? Your beef guy.
Your butcher.
Thank you.
He's also sometimes referred to as the beef guy.
You could take a steak to your butcher, and they could shave it really thin and package it up for you.
Did you know Shaved Beef was my porno name when I was working in the business, when I was in the Valley? That's back in the 90s.
Shaved Beef.
Yeah, they all called me Shaved. Hey, Shaved, it's old Shaved Beef.
It was just Shaved Steak.
Oh.
So.
Oh, you mean not my name. Okay, got it. Well, anyway, Shaved Beef, try it. Where'd you get it? Just anywhere?
I just got it at our grocery store. Where
I don't know why I thought it was so exotic.
Shop.
It was so good.
It was so thin. I think that's why. So whenever I cooked it up, it fried up really, really nice.
It was almost translucent.
Yeah. It was
like really, when you held up the little beef sheet.
I mean, think of shaved ice. It's kind of the same thickness.
Sort of. I watched somebody doing wood where they were using, what do you call that, a planer?
A planer makes it flat, and then a lathe goes round.
Yeah, so but it was a hand planer. One.
Yeah.
Hand planer. It's
yeah,
got
so
a little knob
like,
on it,
mm-hmm.
and you're doing this.
Yeah.
Well, he was doing that, and he had it at a setting, and it was a kind of planer, I guess, that was very specific about really micro settings.
Mm-hmm.
And he was peeling off what was, it was thinner than onion skin of wood.
Wow.
And he had to have a contraption that would like hold it up for him, so as he did it, it would pull it up and away. Because if you, it
what
was so,
he making?
I don't
that?
Freaking know. He never got to, never did anything else. He just has this one TikTok and no follow-up. And I have no idea. I bet
it's
if
just,
I asked
maybe
Mark,
maybe it was
he'd
just
know.
Really cool to watch.
Mark
like,
would know
watch
probably. Steve would probably know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Steve knows things.
Yep.
About
he
that
would
stuff.
Know what it was for. Yeah.
You know, Steve, we always say, it's his house we're going when the zombies come. Because he knows how to like build stuff and reinforce things and fix things. I'm going to be useless in the apocalypse,
that's
I'm telling
not
you.
True.
What do you think I'll be good at?
Ham radio. I don't know.
I think I'll be all right. I think I'd be okay at leadership as long as people accept me. Do you know what I'm saying? Like I'd be, I think
have
I have.
You have to force them to accept you.
In bad situations.
In a bad situation.
I have good leadership skills.
Okay.
I always have. So I think I would be able to kick that into gear and that would be good to have.
Yeah.
But if it comes down to who's going to kill the elk, who's going to get the generator working, who's going to build the wall to keep the zombies out, I'm none of those people.
I'm going to have to get a shotgun so you can kill the animals. Well, that's not a right thing.
You not a shotgun. A shotgun. You need a...
Too many
need like a,
bits in there.
See, listen to me. You need one of them pew-pew type of guns.
Pew-pew.
I have
rifle.
No idea. Rifle. That's rifle. That's the word I meant. Hunting rifle. anyway.
I'll cook whatever you can kill for me.
Yeah, you'll be able
apocalypse.
To cook. That's what I'm saying. You all have a role. I don't have a role yet in the zombies thing at all.
I got to go to a shooting range and learn how to shoot.
Yeah.
And maybe get a gun for whatever we might ever need.
Oh, look at Kim wanting to have the old gun ownership. Mm.
Well, my brother's going to teach me, he said.
Yeah, he'd be good to teach
I think that. It might be a good thing to have safely in my home.
Yeah,
in a place
we don't
where
have little kids anymore.
No.
You could tuck it away somewhere.
Yeah.
Take it to the
but
range
I think it's
once
smart
in a while.
If you if
now,
you
some
ever
people are
going to
hear
it.
This. We're going to people hear this in like Europe.
Lose their mind.
Anybody in Europe hears this? Like to us, this is just like... We are not gun people, okay? Me and Kim, we're not.
We've never owned.
But we live in a country where guns are common in not, I don't just mean, you know, there are people shooting each other. That's not what I mean.
No.
What I mean is gun and gun culture, hunting culture,
marksmanship, that kind of stuff, has been a part of the tapestry since the minute we walked onto this soil.
Yeah.
And so it's just a different context when you're discussing them. There are going to be people, I guarantee you right now, I can hear them in their English or their British accents and their Irish accents.
What the hell?
I can't believe they're talking about guns again.
That
you can't.
Irish. Yeah. But anyway.
but they, I know they feel that way, and I get why they feel that way.
I have family that hunts. And yeah. My dad has hunting rifles and things. My brother definitely has them.
My dad had them, yeah. My dad had a
son-in-law has guns.
Yeah.
But he does go hunting and goes shooting with his dad. So he was raised this way. I just wasn't, you know, I don't know.
And I see how it perpetuates itself. Because on the one hand, you say, well, it'd be good to have a gun around just in case. But why? Well, we say that because other people have guns. So we better have a gun so that we can defend ourselves if somebody else has a gun.
Yes, and
it's
and
this eternal
there's
loop.
There's a loop, and it's not a good loop.
It's not. It's a bad loop. It's a bad loop. On the other
but
hand,
I'm talking about zombie apocalypse. Right,
yeah, so
if
am
you
I.
Needed to be able to
exactly.
kill an animal.
If we need to pivot, the minute the apocalypse happens, zombie or otherwise, it'd be good if I knew how to take down that raccoon so we could eat that night.
Gross.
Right?
I don't know if we want to eat a raccoon.
I would eat a raccoon.
We can go across the way there. There's a bunch of geese at the lake.
Oh yeah. Although I watched somebody, apparently geese are prone to abscesses on their legs.
Ew.
And I watched a video where this lady, a vet, was just like taking these horrible infected things off of this goose's leg. And she, first it would come off like a chunk and then just bleed.
Oh my gosh.
So then she'd hose it down with some spray. And then she'd have to literally squeeze the duck's leg. And these just rivers of pus are coming out of these goose's legs.
Oh my
legs.
Gosh, what is going on?
So
we're
she
not
says,
eating feet. So.
She says it's common. And I'm like, well, I don't want to eat no goose then.
No, you don't eat the feet. I don't eat feet of anything.
Did I just say, I ain't eat no goose? Did I say that? I've been watching The Wire. I've been watching The Wire.
Oh
my
gosh,
favorite
you
people
did.
On The Wire are all the street stories.
You
and
did.
Those guys all have accents like that.
Oh my
and
gosh,
I can't help
so
it.
That's so great.
That's bad. It's not good.
Well, I can tell you right now, I could cook up a goose and I would not eat the feet. So we won't have to worry about that.
I've had chicken feet.
Ugh.
Raw in
oh,
China.
Oh, my gosh.
It was in China. I know.
Gross.
I regret it. I don't lie. The dog tongue and the chicken feet was bad.
I'm
time.
Just saying, you know, if we were starving, which, by the way, I have a really nice cold storage thing going on down here,
mm-hmm.
that we would be okay for quite some time.
Yeah, Kim's good at that. We have a cold storage room. We got stuff in there for a good long
so
while.
If you looked up what you should have as far as how much wheat you should have for one person for a year,
yeah.
I have enough for four, and we only have three people living on us. We
but
have
how
1,200
do you do with that
pounds
wheat?
Of wheat.
What do you do
I
with
have
it?
A grinder, a hand grinder,
yeah.
so you can make bread,
yeah.
pasta.
Yeah.
Is
that grinder
meat.
like the gay website, the dating
oh
site?
Oh my gosh, it's no. Not,
no?
No.
Oh, well, that's a thing, you know.
I know it is.
Oh, okay. So wait, you have a grinder that grinds it up, then what?
Yeah, you could either make hot cereal in the morning, cracked wheat, bread, pasta, anything you could make out of flour.
You could do it.
You could turn it into that, yeah.
Okay, what about our meat needs?
I have quite a bit of canned chicken, beef.
Like tuna.
Tuna.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we wouldn't, put it this way, you'd be getting meat about once a week in order to spread it out for a longer amount of time.
Do you have anything in cans that will come out in the shape that was the can?
I do have some cranberry sauce, yes.
Really? Sounds all right.
Some of the cream of soups probably would do that too.
That's how I know I'm hungry, because all of that made me hungry. And I don't even like cranberry
gosh.
Sauce,
yeah.
and, or let alone in the shape of a Jell-O can. But now I want it.
We have honey. We have a lot of honey.
We have a lot of honey.
So
a lot
we could
of
make
locally
cracked
sourced
wheat.
Honey.
Yeah. Cracked wheat would be really
wait,
good.
Well, how do you crack a wheat?
It's you put boiling water over your wheat for overnight.
Yeah.
And it becomes like puffed up, and it's kind of like that.
Like a cereal.
Wheat cereal, except it's wet. That's all dry.
That the frog one?
Yeah.
Sugar Smacks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like Sugar Smacks, except they're wet. So it's not quite the same. It's
and all
more
that
chewy.
Sugar. Not all that sugar either.
Right.
Okay.
You put a little bit of butter, which I have dried butter. Like,
so those days are gone.
I dehydrated butter.
Oh, I do like butter.
And then you'd put a little bit of honey on there.
Did I tell you, I ate
very
all
tasty.
Those
they're like your
Trader Joe butter things.
What?
They're so good. I ate them in 2 days.
Those butter cookies?
Yeah, and guess what? Not yes. a single spike.
Yes, but that's still not good for
I know, but low sugar.
Doesn't matter.
Most butter, mostly butter. So
oh
my veins
my
are
gosh.
A little thicker than usual.
I'm going to have to like put all your snacks.
I just
snacks.
Get hungry.
I'm going to have to put all your snacks in little bags and only give you one bag.
Here okay, well, that good. All I'm saying is I need more, like, carrot sticks and...
They're in the kitchen right now. There's nothing
There's
stopping
no sticks.
You from eating you.
I gotta
eating,
go like
from you eating healthy.
I don't want to make sticks.
Actually, peel carrots? What? No. Oh my gosh! Are you kidding me?
I'll screw it up. All right. Hey, a reminder to you fine folks at home that a lot of how we make this show happen and other things on the network is the Frog Pants Patreon, and we'd be just happy as pigs and poo if some of you went over there and signed up. It's the Frog Pants Patreon, which means it's at patreon.com/frogpants. I lost my whole screen. I don't know what I did. When you do that, it helps the thing stay on the air. I mean, that's why we do it. That's not why we do it, but this is one of the reasons. This is one of the reasons we keep doing it. So patreon.com/frogpants. Lots of cool reasons to do it. Lots of benefits to being on there. Number one is you're supporting your favorite couple's podcast. How about that?
Yeah, I like it.
Frogpants.com/skim for everything else. I'm going to get some sort of burger now.
All right.
Don't you think? Something like that? Something not too crazy?
Just kind of went all in one direction there, and now we're eating.
Anything else you want to say?
That's everything I need to talk about.
Thank you all for joining us. We'll be back next week with more. Goodbye.
Ready for breakfast, here's the table. Father, Bill, and Mabel.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.